stock in the social media giant Facebook continues to stumble out of the gate. Its third day of trading opens today with shares valued at around $34, down about 11% from its original price. Beyond its investors, there is one group of people hoping that Facebook will remain strong: divorce lawyers. Here's why. Many lawyers are using Facebook in divorce cases and estimate that Facebook is now a factor in 60 to 70% of all divorce cases. For more, we spoke with Cece Vantine, a well-known divorce attorney from the Worcester-based firm Myrick O'Connell, who says being active on Facebook can sometimes cause divorce.
People are accusing social media, and specifically Facebook, of having a cause in their divorce, that their partner is either cheating or contemplating cheating, has met somebody through Facebook, and that's why they are getting a divorce. And obviously, there's always been vehicles for people to stray. But I do think that there's a percentage of the population who may not have strayed 10 or 20 years ago, who, as a result of social media, now do.
Because it may be, in some cases, easier to find that lost love from your high school or college days, et cetera, et cetera?
I think that's exactly the point. In the past, if you were experiencing trouble in your marriage, perhaps you'd seek assistance of a counselor or a trusted friend or advisor. And now, with the ease of reconnecting with people from your youth, you're maybe seeking people that you had a relationship with 10 or 20 years ago, forgetting that that marriage or that relationship rather ended for a reason.
I would imagine then that as an attorney, one of the first things you do when you take on a new case is go on Facebook and research what both of them are doing on Facebook, if anything at all.
That's exactly what we do. I think most lawyers will tell you that what they say to people is just clear off of social media during the pendency of the action. And if you can't do that, because most of the people are reluctant, what I typically say is imagine that anything that you text or post or write is going to be put up on a whiteboard in court in front of the judge and everyone in the courtroom.
If a person involved in a divorce action, whether it's the husband or the wife who has a social media account, goes to close out that account and maybe try to erase all history from that account once the divorce action is started, is that person at legal risk of destroying evidence that might be found during the discovery process?
That's called spoliation. And in fact, there was a case in Georgia where both the attorney and the client were sanctioned. The client had done what we see clients do all of the time, which was to post something, I believe, that was nasty about the spouse where the children could see it. And the attorney advised the client to take it off, to delete it. And so what ended up happening was the destruction of potentially discoverable information. And the attorney was sanctioned and, I believe, suspended from the practice of law as a result.
Have you ever been surprised or shocked at what you found on Facebook when you go to research a divorce case?
Very little shocks me. However, I have been pleasantly surprised to find that people either aren't aware of their privacy settings and have left them open for folks such as myself to poke around. We had one case where the spouse was trying to assert that she had limited resources and was living hand to mouth and didn't have enough money to care for the children and needed an increase in her support, where her Facebook clearly indicated a weekend in South Beach with a lot of champagne and gorgeous outfits and lots of talk about where they went shopping. And so we printed off those pages and walked them into court and basically said, you know, we think the support she's getting is just fine.
Oops.
Right, exactly. Another case comes to mind where we had made an allegation that mother had an alcohol problem, but she was in denial and the children were in jeopardy. And we went onto her Facebook page and she was with beer in both hands and several pictures talking about how wasted she was the night before and clearly showed that at a minimum, her assertion that she never drank was clearly false.
Any problems in getting evidence gathered on Facebook to be admitted by the court?
There are a lot of stages that are extremely important that determine custody designation, visitation, and child support that are non-evidentiary, that are just opportunities for the attorneys to talk and submit paper. And it is in those areas where you most often see the Facebook pages being bandied about because there is no prescription against showing them to the judge. If it were to get to trial and then the Facebook pages were to be offered into evidence, the issue then would become the reliability reliability of that evidence. And you would face some, I think, technical challenges.
This is not an American phenomenon, is it? A recent survey by a divorce website in the UK, Divorce Online, found that 33% of divorce petitions there contain the word Facebook.
Facebook is about to get to 1 billion users. And so worldwide, people are inexplicably sharing everything on Facebook, things that they shouldn't share, things that nobody really wants them to share.
So bottom line, if your marriage is rocky, watch what you say.
Exactly.
Cece Vantine, good to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in. And good luck with all this.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Cece Vantine is a divorce attorney with a Worcester-based firm, Myrick O'Connell.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart.